Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Connecticut is rolling back modified Phase 2 rules beginning today. With COVID-19 cases on the rise, the state is rolling back to a modified version of Phase 2. It's called Phase 2.1. Today, changes in the protocol include restaurants reducing to 50% capacity with a maximum of 8 people to a table. Restaurants and entertainment venues like bowling alleys, movie theaters, arcades will be required to close by 9:30, with the exception of food takeout and delivery practices, which will be allowed to continue after 9:30. Personal services such as hair salons and barbershops will remain at 75% capacity. Event venues will be limited to 25 people indoors, 50 people outdoors. Performing arts venues and movie theaters will have a capacity of 100 people. Religious gatherings will be limited to 50% capacity or 100 people maximum. Meanwhile, Massachusetts coronavirus restrictions as of today are in place. Everybody over the age of 5 must wear a mask in public, even when socially distant. Residents are asked to stay at home between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless traveling for work or the grocery store. Some businesses will be required to close by 9:30, including indoor dining and restaurants, gyms, casinos, liquor stores, and movie theaters. And gatherings in Massachusetts are limited to 10 people inside, 25 people outside. Indoor and outdoor events at homes must also end by 9:30. Police have charged a former Copec man with sex offenses. A 3-week investigation by the Columbia County Sheriff's Office led to the arrest of a Westchester County man on charges of having sexual contact with 2 children in Copec. Sheriff Bartlett announced this week John R. Mastropolo, 84, of Cortland Manor, was charged with first-degree criminal sex act, a Class B felony, and first-degree sexual abuse, a Class D felony. He is a former resident of Copec, according to the sheriff's office. Sue Serino has claimed state Senate victory with her challenger Karen Smyth conceding. She'll go on to a 4th term serving the 41st State Senate District, declaring victory yesterday as the Democratic challenger conceded. At the end of the day, every absentee ballot must be open and every vote counted, Smyth said in her statement. However, even with 30,000 absentee ballots outstanding, I do not see a different outcome. As of yesterday, the Dutchess County Board of Elections had received 14,765 absentee ballots from Democrats and 5,284 Republicans, more than 28,500 in total. In COVID-19 cases, 64 new cases in the Berkshires in the last 2 weeks through the State Department of Public Health. Berkshire County added 4 cases yesterday for a confirmed 19 count of 818. The State Department of Public Health said the death toll was unchanged at 52. 23 new deaths were reported in the state, though, pushing the statewide total to over 9,850. Deaths including those listed as probably caused by COVID-19 to over 10,000. Confirmed cases in the state rose 1,761 to 160,698. In its weekly report, they broke down the status of all the confirmed cases as being 158,937. Meanwhile, Columbia County had 23 new COVID-19 cases, the highest number on Wednesday in a single day since the beginning of the pandemic. Columbia County has at least 96 active COVID cases and over 350 people in mandatory quarantine as of this week. The Norfolk Curling Club is going to operate this winter. The uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic played on everybody's mind, but members of the Curling Club are hopeful they'll be able to reopen. The Phase 2 for reopening back slightly from where it was this summer, but it still allows public gatherings of a limited size. The Curling Club, which is classified as a sporting club, is allowed to reopen if it adheres to the specific COVID-19 regulations regarding hygiene, physical distancing, and facility capacity. The Kent Memorial Library on Main Street in Kent is offering a virtual music access program of coffeehouse-style music performances the first Friday of the month at 7 p.m. The proposed remaining lineup includes Spin Music Tonight with Wanda Houston and George Potts. December 4th, the presentations of Zoom are free and open to the public. More information or to register for the login, 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. Pine Plains American Legion Post and the Pine Plains VFW Post celebrating Veterans Day. It'll happen early this year on Saturday, November 7th. Veterans Day is the 11th, but on Saturday, November 7th at 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall in Pine Plains, there'll be guest speakers along with veterans-related readings. Students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School plan to be present dressed in different military garb from throughout U.S. history. You're asked to please wear a mask and also practice social distancing. There's an art opening at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. It happens tomorrow with Karen Lesage. It runs from 3 until 5 p.m. More information at 860-364-5041 and hotchkisslibrary.org. Also tomorrow, 9 o'clock till 10, Cornwall Association monthly meeting via Zoom. At 3 o'clock, the Fresh Air book signing with Jacques Schiller at the Wish House in Cornwall. Also tomorrow, the South Armenia Church will continue its popular autumn event, taking takeout for their dinner from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road in Wasaic. In addition to the charcoal roasted beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potatoes, green beans, and homemade desserts. $15 for full takeout meals. Reservations are requested. 845-789-1206, 845-877-3939. Pumpkin Trail at the Sharon Audubon Center goes on this weekend through November 8th. Families welcome to come walk around the main grounds on Cornwall Bridge Road and view carved and decorated pumpkin entries in the exhibit and vote for your viewer's choice favorite. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up at 28,390.18 today, the NASDAQ at 11,890.93, and the S&P 500 at 3,510.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.